We were studying in Revelation chapter 5 a few weeks ago when I had to cancel because of my voice.
我们几个星期之前呢，在学习启示录的第五章，因为当时他的声音的问题呢，我们被迫取消了。
My voice appears to be stronger today. I think I'm probably going to be able to make it, but we're going to start out anyway.
因为他的声音呢，今天呢就变得好一些了。他认为呢，他可以坚持把下午的讲完。不管怎么说，我们要开始讲了。
So let's pray and ask the Lord to bless us, and then we'll go to Revelation 5.
我们现在来祷告祈求神来帮助我们，然后我们来学习启示录第五章。
Lord, we thank you that you're not only the author of the Bible, but you are the tutor, the instructor as we study.
所以主啊，我们非常感恩。您不光是那个圣经的作者，同样呢，也是那个圣经的教练，教导我们。
And Lord, we're going to be considering some passages today that are difficult, and not all Bible students agree. We pray that you'll help us to understand your truth.
也主要今天我们学习圣经里的一些比较难的一些章节，并不是说所有学习圣经的学生都同意的这样的一个观点，但是呢，我们就说呢，我们祈求您能帮助我，帮助我们呢理解您的真理。
So teach us, we pray, and we pray in Jesus' name.
所以呢，求您教导我们，我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Well, just a little background for you to bring you up to date as to where we are.
我们要讲一点点背景，然后呢，就是让大家想起来我们怎么学到这里的。
In chapters 2 and 3, we heard a description of seven representative churches in the world at that time.
因为在第二章和第三章里呢，我们读到了七个教会当时呢代表了当时的教会的情况。
They are descriptive of the churches all down through this dispensation.
因为这些教会呢同样呢就是一直可以描述这个时代一直持续到今天的这些时代的教会。
And then when you get to chapter 4, you read these words, after this I looked, and before me there was a door standing open in heaven, and the voice I had heard first, speaking to me like a trumpet, said, come up here, and I will show you what must take place after this.
我刚看见天上有门开了，我初次听见好像吹号的声音对我说，你上到这里来，我要将以后必成的事指示你。
So after the time of the seven churches, John was invited to look into heaven and see things that were going to come after the time of the churches.
因为在那个约翰向约翰描述了那个七个教会的事情以后呢约翰被邀请了到天上去看，看到天上就是将来要发生的事情。
And so what he sees in chapter 4 is a description of the glory of God on the throne of God.
因为他在天上所看到的什么呢？其实是描述神的荣耀，就是那个坐在宝座上的神的荣耀。
And then after a discussion about that position on the round the throne, the question is raised: Is there going to be judgment from God against sin?
因为在那里描述了一些关于那个宝座周围的。一些情况以后呢，画面以后呢，就是就提出了一个问题，就是神呢，他会审判世界的罪吗？
And so what John is shown is a scroll. It's like a book, only it's a rounded scroll, and it's got seven seals on the scroll. And the question is, who can open that book, which contains the judgments of God that must come?
然后呢，这里就看到了，就是说描述了将看那个约翰看到了一个书卷，书卷里面呢有七个封印，七个封印呢就是说这个书呢谁能够打开，打开时期呢神的审判就是在书卷里所描述的。
And the search was made, and no one was found worthy to open the seals of the book.
那这里呢，他发现呢。没有人能够配卷开那个书卷打开七印。
The question basically is, who is worthy, who is able to be the judge?
所以问题就是呢，谁就是配得，或者说是谁可以有能力去做那个审判官呢？
And the answer is, no one was found save the Lamb.Of God, who is the Lion of Judah, and he was the Lord Jesus Christ.
现在答案呢是没有找到了，除了那个神的羔羊，就是犹大的狮子，就是我们的主耶稣基督，可以打开这个书卷。
And then he rejoiced, and all heaven rejoices, because someone is worthy to execute judgment.
因为他就开始欢欣喜乐，整个天上呢都欢欣喜乐，因为有人可以来实施这个审判。
The problem with ordinary judges is, if an issue arises before them, sometimes they have trouble being objective, and sometimes the audience has trouble believing in their objectivity.
因为这个呢，就是在审判开始之前的那些听众中，有时候会出现一个问题。这个问题呢，他们就是很难相信这样，他们要被审判，而且审判的主题是什么。
If I were the judge, and if I were a thief, would you believe my judgment?If I punished another man for being a thief.
因为如果你说我是一个法官，或者我就是个小偷，那么你认为我会去审判那些偷东西的人吗？
And you would say, how can Harold be objective? He's a thief himself. And how can he judge somebody and say, you deserve this judgment for being a thief when he himself is a thief?Probably he's going to over-condemn or under-condemn. His judgment will not be credible.
因为这个呢，你就会想，你说 Harold 怎么可能去审判一个小偷呢？他怎么能够审判一个小偷呢？因为他自己就是一个小偷。如果说呢，他自己是个小偷，他有什么资格，有什么那个去审判一个做小偷的人呢？
So it's very important.That a judge be a credible judge.
所以非常重要的是这个法官必须是一个有信誉的法官。
One of the problems in the world today is that our politicians make rules and they break them themselves.
因为我们当今世界最大的一个问题呢，就是这些统治者他们制定规则，然后他们自己却违反这些规则。
And that's not an uncommon thing. Frankly, it's uncommon to find somebody who hasn't broken all the rules.
所以这个并不是说一个不普遍的事情。普遍的事情呢，是你很难找到一个人，他并没有违背这些规则。
I just read this morning a very brief line about a man who's just been elected to office.
今天呢，我读到一个新闻，就是很短的一个新闻，就是一个人刚刚被选上作为议员。
He put together a biography of himself telling who he was and what he'd done. And in it this morning, he told a lie. Or he said, I told a lie in that. That biography about me wasn't true at all. I just made it up.
然后呢，他自己写了一个自传，写了一个自传呢，介绍他自己，介绍自己呢，然后呢，里面全是说他自己的。今天早晨他就发表一个声明说，我现在说了一个谎，我那个自传里说的我的一切都是假的，都是我编出来的。
But he said, don't worry about that, because, I won't allow that to affect my judgments and my decisions in my political activities.I'll be okay. Don't worry about the fact that I'm a liar, because I won't lie again for a while.
然后呢，所以呢，你们大家不要管这件事情，也不要担心这件事情，因为这个并不会影响我的判断，并不影响我去做决定，并不影响我将来作为一个政客所做的一切的事情，因为我是说谎了，但是我不会再撒谎了，所以呢，从今以后我不会再撒谎，不要管这些。
Would you believe a man like that if he were your judge?
这个人是你的法官，你会相信他吗？
So the Lord Jesus says, the heaven says, is there a just judge? And only one was found, and it was the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以呢，这个天堂里说呢，只有一个公义的审判官，那就是唯一的一位，就是我们的主耶稣基督。
And when it was found, there was great rejoicing because finally justice will be accomplished.
所以呢，这个呢，当发现的这个整个的天上都欢欣喜乐，这是因为终究的这个审判呢要实行了。
All right, and so we're going to look at verse 8.And 9 and 10, I'll read them. When he had taken the book, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. Each one had a harp, and they were holding golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints, and they sang a new song. You are worthy to take the scroll and to open the seals, because you were slain.And with your blood you purchased men for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom of priests to serve our God. And they will reign on the earth.
刚读的那是八到十节。第八节说呢，他既拿了 书卷四合物和二十四位长老就俯伏在羔羊面前各拿着琴和盛满了香的金碗。这香就是众圣徒的祷告。他们唱新歌说，你配拿书卷，配揭开这些印，因为你曾被杀，用自己的血从各族、各方言、各民、各国中赎了我们归于神，又叫我们成为我们神的王和祭司，在地上掌权。
So this is what the four creatures said.And this is what the 24 elders, representative of all mankind, the church and Israel, all those who are saved, they all unitedly say, you are worthy.
这就是那四个活物，还有那二十四个长老。这二十四个长老代表了所有的在地球上得救的那些人，包括犹太人。他们所有的这二十四个长老和四个活物呢，联合起来都说呢，哎，你是配得的。
And then verses 11 and 12, then I looked and heard the voice of many angels, numbering thousands upon thousands and 10,000 times 10,000. They encircled the throne and the living creatures and the elders. And in a loud voice, they sang, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise.
然后呢，第十一节就说呢，我又看见且听见宝座与活物并长老的周围有许多天使的声音，他们的数目有千千万万。大声说，曾被杀的羔羊是配得权柄、丰富智慧、能力、尊贵、荣耀、颂赞的。
So who's getting excited about the judgment that's going to come? Answer, the angels. How many of them? Well, thousands and thousands, 100 million at least and more. It's going to be a huge number of angels, and all heaven is going to be rejoicing, and they're going to say judgment is finally going to come on this earth. Hallelujah.
因为这个呢，谁会为这个审判要来到感到激动呢？其实是天上的天使，天上天使有成千上万、千千万万，甚至几百亿、几十亿，所有的这些天使呢数不过来，所有的天使他们都欢欣，他们说呢，哎，地上的这个审判终于要来了。
Verse 13, then I heard every creature in heaven, and on earth, and under the earth, and on the sea.And all of them that is in them, they were singing to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb, be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever. And the four living creatures said, Amen. And the elders fell down and worshipped.
第十三节、第十四节说，凡受造之物，就是在天上、地上、地底下、海里和一切在其中，都听见我说：“愿颂赞、尊贵、荣耀、权势，都归给坐宝座上的羔羊，直到永永远远。”四合物就说：“阿门。”二十四位长老也俯伏敬拜那活到永永远远的。
Is this going to be a big deal?
这个会是一件大事吗
？Yeah, everybody.All the angels and all humanity are going to say it's about time justice comes.
这是的，对所有的那个天上的天使，也对所有的地上的人类来说，他们都是说，审判要来了。
The Christians have been praying for judgment to come all down through the ages.
基督徒呢，一直多年来一直在。
The angels have been appalled at the sin of man and basically said, Jesus, why don't you do something?
所以呢，其实上呢，那些天使们也是在说求，请求主耶稣说，主耶稣，你为什么不去做点，审判呢？
And God wrote a book of the judgments that were going to come.But instead of activating it, he sealed it up till some future day.
因为其实上呢，神已经写了一本书卷，书卷就是说要审判。但是呢，神呢，实际上把这个书卷给封起来了，封起来了呢，在将来的某个时刻就会实施这个审判。
So judgment is coming.
审判是要来的。
What kind of judgment is it going to be? Is it going to be ad hoc in the future? I don't know if you can translate that.
Ad hoc?
Ad hoc. It means something that you just, he does something now, something then, almost based on impulse circumstances.
Okay. 所以他说这个审判会是在将来的时候，将来是他将来是个事情，就是因为你现在所做的一些事情，将来呢要审判吗
？No, this judgment has been pre-planned in a book, and the book has got seven seals on it, and it's been pre-planned for ages and ages, but it will be opened by Jesus on Judgment Day.
不是那样的，就是说，他是实际上这个审判是预先已经计划好了的，计划好了那多年呢一直写在这个书卷里，书卷里被那个已经封印上了，所以等着主耶稣基督来打开这个书卷，实行这个里面计划的审判。
It will be judgments sent down upon the earth, and it will be coming in a day to come soon.
因为是一个审判呢，它会从天上降到地上来，而且是很快就要实施的。
The question is, when will it come?
这问题是它什么时候会来呢
？And according to the chronology of the Book of Revelation and the teaching of Scripture elsewhere, it will come after the rapture of the church.
一个按照这个启示录的这个年代的顺序，还有圣经里其他的那些书本所描述的，这个审判是要在那个教会被提以后才发生。
It can't come before the rapture of the church because it's the punishment of God upon sinners who did not believe and did not get forgiveness.
因为这个都不可能发生在教会被提之前，因为这是神对那些地球上的罪人，他们不信的罪人，而且他们的罪没有得到赦免的罪人的惩罚。
If the judgment of God came on the people who'd been forgiven, what would you say about forgiveness?
所以呢，如果一个这些审判会落在那些已经被饶恕的那些人的身上，那么被饶恕有什么意义呢？
If I stole $100 from you, and then you said to me, Harold, I know you stole $100, but I'll forgive you. I would say, oh, thank you very much.
如果呢，我跟从你那里偷了100块钱，然后呢，你说 Harold 呢，我饶恕你了，我宽恕你，你会说啊，非常感谢。
And then you said to me, now Harold, come over here. I'm going to beat you up, and I want $150 from you.
所以呢，然后我就跟我说的 Harold， 你到这里来，我先要把你打一顿，打一顿，然后你再把那100块钱给我。
I would say, what?I thought you forgave me.
什么什么？你不是说你饶恕了我吗
？And you would say, "Oh yeah, I forgive you," but I'd say that's not forgiveness.
你说啊，我是饶恕了你，但是我说这你这个就不算是饶恕了。
If Jesus died for your sins and forgave you, is he going to punish you for them as well?
因为如果主耶稣基督呢为你而死，为你罪而死，他饶恕了你，他会惩罚你吗
？The hymn writer said, "Jesus, justice, thou wilt not twice demand. Once at my blessed surety's hand, and then again at mine." That's not forgiveness.
因为这是那个赞美诗里说呢。那个审判不会有两次，因为实际上呢，主耶稣基督他已经呢，代我受了审判。如果我的罪还没有饶恕，那我还要受审判的话，那就不是饶恕。
So these judgments can't take place until you and I, if we've trusted the Lord, have gone to heaven and we say Hallelujah.
所以这个审判呢？他不可能来，直到呢我们上了，我们信了主耶稣基督，我们去到天上，我们会跟主耶稣说哈利路亚。
All right, now some people will tell you that these judgments have already taken place, therefore we don't need to worry about them.
所以有些人呢，他会告诉你说，这样的审判呢，实际上已经发生了，所以现在我们不用担心这个审判了。
And for a number of reasons, that's not wise or true, but, don't believe them.
所以很多原因呢，可以告诉你呢，就是这个不是明智的，也不是真的，所以你不要相信他们说的。
The people who say these judgments have already taken place, they try to illustrate from history when they took place. None of them agree with each other.
因为那些人呢，他尝试的告诉你说审判已经发生的时候呢，他们用过去的发生的事件来举例说明，但是呢，他们永远都不能达成一致。
Nor could it be the justice of God if these judgments have already taken place.
因为这个，如果说这些审判已经发生过了，那神就不是公义的。
Some people say these judgments are all just.Pictures, nothing real about them. Just don't worry about the detail. They're just pictures.
有些人呢说呢，这些审判呢都是只是一个描述的一个画面，根本没有什么细节，所以呢不要去管它。
And you be very, very careful. And you listen carefully to these judgments. They're not just pictures. There's a reality associated with them. They are very bad.
因为你们呢要非常非常的小心来应对这件事情， 这将要发生的审判呢，它不是一个仅仅是一个画面，它是有真实的，就是真实将会真实的发生的在里面的。
All right, so what are the judgments? Let's go chapter 6.
所以审判是什么？我们来到第六章。
He says, I watched as the Lamb opened the first of the seven seals. He's got this book, it's all sealed up. He opens the first seal.
然后呢，这个第一节说呢，第六章第一节说，我看见羔羊揭开七印中第一印的时候。
He says, then I heard one of the four living creatures say in a voice like thunder, come.
然后他就说呢，就听见有声音如雷，似火中的一个说来看。
So the seal is open, the book is open, one of the living creatures says, come, and then the action that is behind that seal takes place. Verse 2.
然后呢，就是说呢，那个书卷被打开了，第一个封印被打开了，其中一个活物呢，他说，来看，实际上这就是一个行动。
John says, verse 2, I looked, and there before me was a white horse. Its rider held a bow, and he was given a crown, and he rode out as a conqueror bent on conquest.
然后约翰使徒约翰说，这我就观看，见有一匹白马，骑在马上的拿着弓，并有冠冕给他，他便出来征服了又征服。
So the question was, is, what does that mean?
问题就是这是什么意思呢？
Well, it means that there's going to be some very powerful rulerwho's going to take control of much. He's going to go and conquer. He'll be riding a white horse, and he will have a bow in his hand, and he'll be conquering, going into the world to conquer.
这里呢，就是讲到的是一个非常强大的一个征服者，一个统治者，他会来征服地上的一切，因为他当时呢，他会骑着一匹白马，手上要拿着弓，头上有冠冕，他呢要征服地上所有的一切。
The picture here is the beginning of the rule of the Antichrist.
所以这个画面呢，就是说呢，这个开始那个敌基督的开始统治了。
And we'll read a lot more about him in the book of Revelation.
我们这个在启示录里会读到大量的关于这个敌基督的。
But after the church has gone to heaven, what's going to happen to world government?
所以呢，当那个教会都被提到天上去了以后呢，那么这个世界的政府会怎么样了？
And the answer is the devil's Christ, the Antichrist will be presented and he will be strong and he will go out and conquer the governments of the world.
因为这个呢，答案呢就是敌基督的，他会起来，他会呢变得非常的强大，然后呢他会征服世界上所有的政府。
The Bible scholars say, it's interesting, this particular conqueror has a bow, but he just doesn't have any arrows.
那些圣经研究者呢，说这里非常有趣的一点呢，是这个征服者呢，他有一个弓，但是弓上呢却没有箭。
Could you conquer if you had a bow without any arrows?
所以呢，你会去征服任何人，就是你只有一个弓，没有箭吗？
And the answer is yes, if you scared the people enough, you could.
答案是是的，如果你让别人，你去吓唬别人，吓唬到足够一定程度，你就会征服他，没有不用有箭。
So this man comes out and he basically says, I'm a big man, you'd better follow me. And they do follow him. He doesn't even have to shoot.
所以这个人呢，他就出来了，说我非常的强大，所以你们最好都跟随我。然后呢，那些人就真的跟随了他，他甚至不用搭弓射箭。
Nothing like this has ever happened in the world before.
你在这世界之前呢，从来没有发生过这样的事情。
But all of a sudden there's a rise of a new political governmental power and it's going to extend over almost all the earth.
这里呢突然呢就会出现一个非常强大的统治者，他这样的他的权能呢几乎呢就覆盖了整个世界。
That'll be a scary time for the people who live on the earth. What's this man going to do?
这个呢对当时呢住在地球上的人呢可能是一个极其可怕的时代，因为那这个强大的统治者他会做什么呢？
Now the second seal, verses 3 and 4. When the Lamb opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature say, Come. Then another horse came out, fiery red one. Its rider...was given power to take peace from the earth and to make men slay one another. To him was given a large sword.
第三节和第四节呢就是讲到第二个封印。揭开第二封印的时候呢我听见第二个活物说来看就另有一匹马来是红的有权柄给了那骑马的可以从地上夺去太平使人彼此相杀。又有一把大刀给他。
So, the next movement is that people are going to look at this world governor, and they're going to say, I want this, I want that, and they're going to start fighting one another, and there will be anarchy all over the world, and people will be fighting, and fighting, and fighting, and killing one another. It's going to be wars everywhere in the world.People trying to position themselves in this new government administration.
这里呢在下一步呢就是那些人呢地球上人看见这个新的统治者以后呢他就说我想要这个这些人说我想要这个那些人说我想要这个他们都互相想要这样呢实际上呢他们为了争夺呢他们就互相斗争互相残杀就互相战斗。这样的话呢地球上呢就失去了太平。他们每一个人的这就互相争夺互相征战就是这样的其争夺就是想在这个新的这个政府里呢得到一席之地。
We're beginning to see signs of that in the world today.
今天呢我们在当今的世界上也能看到一些这样的迹象。
In the American government, they have a new type of government, basically a government which says we don't really worry about policemen. So defund the police was a political phrase that went across the nation a couple of years ago.
就像在当今的美国政府呢他们的呢政府呢现在形成了这么一个趋势就是在政府里的人呢说我们不再需要警察了所以我们要解散警察或者就是说减少警察的经费。所以这样呢我们当今世界呢他们得出了这样的结论说他们这些政客说他们不需要警察。
What is the result? Rising crime everywhere.On the US and Canada, rising crime, the homeless fighting the businesses and everybody fighting one another. And it's bad and it's going to get far worse in the days of the Antichrist. When he's the ruler and the church is gone, it will be violence on every hand.
因为这个结果会是什么呢？结果呢，他们减少警察经费或者解散警察，这个最后的结果就是说，那个在美国和加拿大这个犯罪率的就急剧上升，它会最终上升到一个什么程度呢？等教会被提了以后呢，就是地上的这个新的统治者来了以后，地球上呢就会充满了暴力，大家都是充满了那个犯罪。
Verse 4.No, verse 5. When the Lamb opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature say, Come. I looked, and there before me was a black horse. Its rider was holding a pair of scales in his hand. Then I heard what sounded like a voice among the four living creatures saying, a quart of wheat for a day's wages, and three quarts of barley for a day's wages, and do not damage the oil and the wine.
这个呢第五节和第六节呢讲到的就是第三个封印。揭开第三印的时候呢，我就听见第三个喉说，来看，我就观看，见有一匹黑马骑在马上的，手里拿着一副天平。我听见在四喉中似乎有声音说，一钱银子买一升麦子，一钱银子买三升大麦，酒油和酒不可糟蹋。
So the question is, what is this horse?
这问题是这个马是什么呢？
The first horse was a political conquest. The second horse is anarchy. The third horse is famine.
因为这个呢，第一个那个马呢，代表的呢就是那个政府的统治，就是第二个马呢，代表的是那种暴乱。第三个马呢代表的就是灾害。
The line is a quart of wheat for a day's wages.
所以呢当时呢那个一个麦子呢其实上是你一天的那个工资。
That basically says if you want to eat wheat, you could work a day and you'd get enough wheat to feed yourself.
这基本上呢如果你要想吃麦子的话呢你就工作一天。工作一天的，然后你就会赚到足够的，你今天喂饱你自己的麦子。
If you had a wife and four children, somebody's going to get awfully hungry.
所以呢，如果你有妻子和孩子们呢，那么肯定有人会极度的饥饿。
What logically follows war and anarchy? Answer: famine.
所以呢，那些就是战争。和暴乱之后能接踵而来的是什么呢？这逻辑上就是说饥荒。
What's happening in Russia and the Ukraine today?
在那个俄罗斯和乌克兰当今天发生了什么呢？
Russia says, we're going to fight Ukraine. Ukraine says, we're going to fight back. The farmer says, I can't plant my crops.I can't harvest my crops. I can't sell my crops. And Ukraine, the breadbasket of much of the world, has very limited export of wheat. What's happening? Famine is following into Africa and over Ukraine. Famine follows war. Always happens, and it will again.
因为呢当今呢因为俄罗斯呢他要打乌克兰。他打了乌克兰呢乌克兰就打回来。反对的就打回来以后呢他们就对抗过程中的那些农民呢就说呢如果打仗呢我就没有时间种我的庄稼了。我也没有时间去收割我的庄稼。所以呢我也没有办法去卖我的庄稼。这个怎么办呢？那所以呢就是说呢这个乌克兰是被称为世界的面包之篮，就是篮子的那种篮，就是它是世界的面包篮子。所以呢，如果这个它不提供那些小麦的出口，那会怎么办呢？接踵而来的就是饥荒。饥荒呢，现在在哪里有饥荒呢？非洲有饥荒，乌克兰有饥荒，很快就饥荒会遍布世界。战争以后带来饥荒，这就是通常会发生的。
Now instead of eating wheat, they could eat barley. And you get three times as much barley for a day's wage as you would wheat.
因为如果你没有小麦吃的话呢，你可以吃大麦。因为大麦呢，你一天的工资呢，你可以买三倍于小麦的大麦。
Barley is usually animal food, but the children of Israel ate barley in Gideon's day because the Midianites took away all their wheat, so they ate barley. You can live on barley, but you get more of it than you would wheat.
这个呢就是呢 大麦呢通常呢是给动物吃的。给动物吃的其实是在以色列人的时候，在基甸那个时候，实际上那个米甸人呢把他们所有的小麦，把他们小麦都抢走了。抢走了呢，他们当时他们只好吃大麦。大麦呢就是说呢，哎，你要吃大麦呢你可以活下去。所以呢就是这样。
It's supposed to be animal food, but many of the animals probably weren't there. They probably slaughtered a lot of the cattle, a lot of the sheep in order to survive on food. The barley was available in part because it wasn't going to their cattle. They didn't have any.
因为当时的那种情况下呢，可能那个大麦呢，你仅仅能够得到的就是大麦，因为大麦是动物的食物。当时那些牛啊、羊啊，可能很多都已经被杀了，被杀着吃了，因为他们呢，当时呢就没有东西吃，把牛羊杀着吃了，那就大麦就没有动物可喂了，所以大麦就留下来了。大麦留下来呢，那你要吃东西呢，你就得吃大麦了。
Scary times. But the last line says, do not damage the oil and the wine.
因为呢这个是非常可怕的一个时代。最后一句呢说呢油和酒不可糟蹋。
There was still some oil, still some wine. These are the fringe benefits, the foods of the wealthy.
因为实际上呢这个呢仍然有一些油仍然有一些酒。实际上这个时候呢都是食物做的，这代表了当时代表你的财富。
And there was poverty and starvation amongst many, but there were still the political rulers and they had plenty.
因为这通常呢有很多的贫穷，也有饥荒饥饿，但是在那些政治高层呢，他们仍然有很多的东西可吃，他们仍然是很丰富的。
And now verses 7 and 8. When the Lamb opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature say, Come. I looked, and before me was a pale horse. Its rider was named Death, and Hades was following him. There were given him power over a fourth of the earth to kill by sword.Famine, plague, and by the wild beasts of the earth.
第七节和第八节讲的是第四个封印。这个第四印的时候呢，我听见第四个活物的声音说，来看，我就观看，见有一匹灰马，骑在马上的名字叫做死，阴间也随着他，有权柄给他们，可以用刀剑饥荒、死亡、野兽。杀害地上四分之一的人。
So what is the order? First of all, conquest, new government. Number two, fighting, wars, anarchy, killing. Number three, famine. Number four, and the implication here is pestilence. Its rider was death. What comes after bad famines?Usually pestilence, usually one disease or another disease, often cholera breaks out.
这里的顺序是什么样的呢？首先呢是有一个征服的政府，然后呢接下来呢这个政府里面就开始有争斗，大家有那个战争，有互相残杀，有这种所有的，然后呢这个接下来呢就跟着是什么呢？跟着呢就是饥荒，那么饥荒下来了以后呢，通常呢会跟随着什么？就是瘟疫。那么瘟疫是跟随着饥荒的，这样瘟疫呢，它也会带来死亡。
So the question that people ask is this really bad?
所以人们通常会问这样的问题，这有这么糟吗？
And the Spirit of God says yes, it is really bad.
那个神的圣灵说是的，真的有那么糟。
How bad?
有多糟呢？
And it says verse 8, they were given power over the fourth part of the earth.
因为他这里呢讲到呢，第八节讲到的呢，他要杀害地上四分之一的人。
How many people in the world today?
当今世界有多少人呢？
8 million.
80亿人。
How many people in the fourth part of the earth?
因为呢，就是四分之一的世界上的人口是多少？
2 billion.
220亿。
Is that going to be serious?
这个会很严重吗？
Either 2 billion people subject to wars and famine and pestilence, or 2 billion people killed by wars, famine and pestilence.
因为这里呢，或者是说这有20亿的人卷入了这样的战争，这样的争斗，然后饥荒，然后呢还有瘟疫里面，或者说呢这20亿人死于这样的战争，还有这样的饥荒，还有这样的瘟疫。
Wow, one person out of every four being killed.
对呀，四个人中间有一个人要被杀。
One person out of four being killed. That's pretty bad.
所以其一个人，四个人中间有一个人被杀，这是非常糟糕的。
How many in your family?
你家里有多少人？
If there were 12, then only 3 of them would die. What?
所以你家里有12口人的话，那么其中三个会要死。什么？
There have been plagues in the earth. In the Middle Ages, they had the bubonic plague in England and Europe.
所以呢，就是呢，叫一个地方呢，就是在那个中东呢，他们实际上呢，在他们必须逃到欧洲和英国。
Many people died in Europe.
所以很多人在欧洲死了。
But they didn't die in Africa.
但他们并没有在非洲死。
They didn't die in China.
他们也不是在中国死。
This is a terrible thing, absolutely unprecedented. Never been famine like it. Never been pestilence, plague, whatever the disease like it. COVID is bad. This is far worse than COVID.
这是一个很可怕的时代。那个时候呢，就是这种事情发生的时候呢，从来世界上的人从来没有遇见过，从来没想象过会有这样的事情发生，因为当时的那个灾害太可怕了。你说新冠病毒很可怕，但是新冠这个当时发生的那些瘟疫比新冠可能要可怕了不知道多少倍。
All right, now this is new to many of you. Others of you understand it more, but you may have some questions.Now would be a good time for questions. We're going to keep going. We got 2 more seals to open in this chapter.
对这里呢，就是我刚才讲的这些，对大家来说可能都是一个新的知识。你们大家呢，可能有很多的问题。有些人呢可能会理解，有些人呢可能不理解。但所以现在呢，你可以提问了。提问呢，因为我们还有两个，有三个那个封印要打开。
Any questions?
Okay. 按照圣经的说法呢，它七印发生的时候，教会已经被提了，我们已经不在这个世界上了，是吧？
嗯，对。
但是他所说的发生的这个事情啊，似乎是在世界上经常发生的。比如说他说杀死了四分之一的人口这件事情啊，在中国的历史啊，改朝换代的时候，常常杀死不仅是四分之一，杀死也有一半还多。经常发生这样的事情，好像是已经发生了这些事情。
So, Vic's question is, this since we happened after a rapture, so the seven seals, but he said this is since something is already happened, because in China,when the government replaced a lot of government, they were almost more than one quarter people were killed even more than one half people were killed. So he said that this look like it already happened.
And so Vic is right and wrong.
老王你对又错。
He's right in this sense that this kind of thing has happened.
所以呢，他的正确点呢，就是这样，这个类似的问题已经发生过了。
But never on such a worldwide scale.
所以呢，从来没有在世界范围内发生过。
We've seen this kind of thing happen, but never has it happened so broadly, so far.
所以呢，我们呢，看见过类似的情况发生，但是呢，从来没有像那个时候那样广泛的发生，就是深远的发生。
So Vic says it happened in China, but it didn't happen in Africa and Australia and the United States and Vancouver as well. It was confined mainly to China.
对，那老王说那个在中国过去是发生过的，发生过的，但是呢，他们在非洲没有发生过，那么在澳大利亚也没发生过，在美国、加拿大也没发生过，在尤其是在温哥华也从来没发生过这样的事。
This time it's going to be all over the world.
在那个时代呢，就是世界上每一个地方都会发生这样的事情。
Any other questions or comments?
还有没有其他的问题和看法？我有个问题，就是大审判之后才有那个七印、七号、七王。那大审判之前，估计全部信主的都被提了。要被提，他们在哪里？ 然后受这七印、七号、七王所审判的人，他们是没有信的吧？信的已经被提了，是吧？对。
I think James's question is the judgment happened after rapture. So his first question is where the church is at that time, just where that be raptured people are. So the second question is after open the seven seals, so this all be judged. So this all are unbeliever or sinner, not forgiven.
Yes. All right. So the answers are number one. The rapture takes place before this, and so all the Christians are in heaven.
第一个回答你的问题呢，就是在这个七印之前审判发生之前呢，就是所有的基督徒被提了，他们在天堂里。They
will be with the Lord Jesus Christ.
他们呢会和主耶稣基督在一起。They
will be rewarded for all that they have done.
他们会为他们所做的所有的一切的奖赏。There
will be the marriage supper of the Lamb. They'll be married to the Lord Jesus Christ. Great rejoicing in heaven, great suffering on the earth.
因为在天上呢有那个羔羊的婚宴，所有的教会呢当时呢会嫁给主耶稣基督，然后天上呢有极大的喜乐。
But the question is, what about people who believe in God?
问题是那些信神的人怎么办?
So let's read verse number 9.
让我们读一下第九节。
When he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them who had been slain because of the word of God and the testimony they had maintained. They called out in a loud voice, How long, sovereign Lord, holy and true, until you judge the inhabitants of the earth and avenge your blood? Then each of them was given a white robe. they were told to wait a little longer until the number of their fellow servants and brothers who were to be killed, as they had been, was completed.
因为刚才呢，就是说那些揭开七印或者那些神的人，就是九章到第十一，第九节到第十一节，揭开第五印的时候呢，我看见在祭坛底下有位神的道，并为他们所持守见证被杀之人的魂，他们大声喊着说：“圣洁真实的主啊，你不审判住在地上的人，给我们身流血的冤，要等多久呢？”于是有白袍给他们每个人，又有话对他们说，还要安息片时，等着一同做仆人的和你们的弟兄也向他们被杀满足了数目。
So many of the people who are on the earth at this time, seeing the terrors that come from these four horsemen of the apocalypse,They will turn to the Lord Jesus Christ and they will be saved. They will have their sins forgiven. They will turn away from the Antichrist and they will follow Jesus.
然后呢在这个当时地球上呢有很多人呢看见了这些新的政府的这个可怕看见地下的这么多的人就是这么多可怕的事情发生以后呢他们当时就会信他们就会信神然后呢他们就会转向我们的主耶稣基督转离那个敌基督的政府。
But when they do this, most of them will be killed.
但他们信主的在那个时候呢他们中大多数人都会被杀。
To be a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ in those days is almost a sure sentence of death.
所以呢在那个时候呢如果信主耶稣基督的话呢基本上是很快就会被判处死刑。
So two things out of this then. Number one, who are these people who will be converted?
所以呢问题呢就是说呢这些人是谁这些人呢有谁会信主
And these are people who will see the judgment of God fall on the world and will say, this is terrible, this is just, we must follow Jesus.
所以呢这些人他们看见了神的审判降到地球上的时候他们说这太可怕了我们必须要跟随主耶稣。
But when they stand up for Jesus, many of these wicked people will be opposed to them and they will kill them. Won't be discussions, they'll just kill them one after another, after another.
这个呢就是说当他们跟主义站在主耶稣基督这一边的时候呢地球上的这些恶人呢就会来把他们一个一个的杀掉他们不根本就不会跟他们交谈。也不会跟他们商量就直接一个一个的杀。
Now the question is, who will they be? Some people say that there's going to be a lot of people after the church goes to heaven who are going to get saved. And 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verses 12 and 13 and so on basically says that God will send strong delusion that the people who have rejected Jesus in this life will notfollow him later if they've rejected him they will not be saved
因为很多人说呢这些都是在教会被提以后呢那些信了主的人但是呢圣经上就是提斯罗尼加前书去告诉我们说在教会被提以后呢神要给地上的那些人呢生发一个错误的心他们实际上呢他们当时的那些人呢他们没有能力信主耶稣。
But there will be many others in the world, people who never heard about Jesus before the rapture, and people who were born after the rapture and never had a chance to believe in Jesus, many of them will be converted.
所以呢，实际上呢，就是是有那么一批人，那么一批人呢，从来就是在教会被提之前，他们从来没有听说过主耶稣，就是从来没听到过福音，或者说是那一批在那个教会被提以后出生的那些人，他们在这个时候呢，他们就有那样的一个机会来信主。
So there will be a large number who were converted and many others will be killed. It's interesting, when God brings judgment, many will still be saved. That's a wonderful thing.
因为这里呢，其实有大量的人在那个时候信主。信主呢，这里也非常有趣的一件事情呢，就是当神把那个审判降到地上的时候呢，仍然有很多的人得救。
So what happens to the Christians before who go up? Excuse me. What happens to the Christians who go up in the rapture?
所以呢，对那些已经被提上去的基督徒呢，会发生什么呢？
They go to heaven to be with Jesus.
他们在天堂里和主耶稣基督在一起。
What happens to these who are converted after the rapture? What happens to them when they die?
所以那些信主的人在那个教会被提以后，那么他们死了以后会发生什么呢？
Verse 6 says, I saw them under the altar.The souls of them who had been slain. Where do they go? Their souls go under the altar. Their bodies are still on the earth, but their souls have gone and they're in heaven, but they're not with Jesus. They are under the altar.
所以呢，这些人呢，他们实际上第九节告诉我们说，他们的灵魂呢，这些被杀人的信徒的灵魂呢，实际上是在那个祭坛底下。但是他们身体呢，当时仍然留在地下，他们的灵魂呢，去到了天堂，在那个祭坛底下，但是他们却没有和主耶稣在一起。
And they're praying there and they're saying, God, this is all well and good, but it was those five men who killed me. I can name them. All those five men killed me. Why don't you judge them?
然后呢，这些人呢就在那个祭坛上倒下祷告，他们灵魂就祷告说：“哎，神呐、啊，因为有那有五个人，一二三四五，他们杀了我，为什么呢？您现在不审判他们呢
？”You're judging the whole world, but why don't you judge them? I died, remember? Why don't you judge those who killed me?
所以那些人就说呢。啊，那个世界上的审判呢，审判了所有的人，但是为什么不审判那几个啊杀了我的人呢？他们杀了我。
And the answer is in verse number 11. It's an amazing answer. They were given a white robe to wear, and then they were told that the Lord wouldn't judge them now until many of their brothers and fellow servants who were going to be killed, we have to wait for them to be killed before we can judge.
因为这个里面呢，答案呢是很神奇的，因为在第十一节里，第十一节的给出的答案是如是，有白衣白袍赐给他们个人，又有话对他们说。还要安息片刻，等同一同做仆人的和他们的弟兄，也向他们被杀满足的数目。所以在这里给出的答案就是，你再等一会儿，等那些所有的要被杀的人都杀了以后，我们再一同审判那些杀人的人。
So you can imagine the Christian who's under the altar.And he says, Lord, why don't you kill those five men who killed me? And the Lord says, well, I can't do that right now because you've got two brothers and, they're going to get killed for believing in Jesus too. So we better wait for them to get killed before we judge those other five men.
因为这个在那个祭坛底下的一个人说呢，主啊，就是那五个人杀了我。那么为什么您现在就不审判他们呢？ 那个主说我现在不能审判他们，因为你还有弟兄，你还有几个弟兄，他们因为信主呢也会被杀，我们要等到他们也被杀了以后再一起来审判那些杀他们的人，连同杀你的人一起给审判了。
You might say that's peculiar. If you were to judge them now, my brothers wouldn't get killed. Why are you saying I can't judge them yet? Because if I do, your brothers won't get killed. What?
这个好像有点特别哈。为什么你现在就不审判他们呢？如果你把那杀我的那几个人审判了，我的哥哥弟兄就不会被杀。所以你把那些先把那些要杀人的人全审判了为什么不那么做呢？为什么不把他们先审判了，然后那我的弟兄们就不会被杀呢？你说什么？
Why would God ever allow such a logic as that?
所以为什么神会允许这样的一个逻辑存在呢？
And the answer is he would allow that because the reward for being killed for Jesus is so wonderful that you wouldn't want anybody to miss out on that reward.
所以呢，答案就是神呢，就是要让这些被杀的人得奖赏。就是神呢，就不会，你任何一个人，这个你被杀，为了主被杀的这些人呢，将来要得到的奖赏是地球上任何一个人都不愿意错过的，所以神要给他们一个得奖赏的机会。
How great is the honor of being killed for Jesus?
所以为主耶稣基督而被杀有多大的荣誉？
So great that you would want all of your family to be killed for the Lord Jesus. That's how good it is.
这个荣誉呢，大到如此的一个程度。你甚至想你所有的家人都为那主被杀，所以这个荣誉就是有这么大。
And so these martyrs go back and they rest under the altar, clad in their white robes, and they wait for the others, their friends, their relatives, to be killed as well, so that they would all get this same wonderful reward.
所以这些殉道者，那就是为主耶稣基督被杀的人呢，他们就是都在祭坛下，然后他们会被赐一个白袍穿上，然后他们所有的人都等在那个祭坛下面，等待他所有的那些弟兄们被杀，一起再来到这里。
Terrible times on the earth, but the rewards for those who believe in Jesus just as great and greater, where sin abounds, grace does much more abound, where the judgment abounded, the grace of God is even greater. Hallelujah for the grace of God.
于这里呢，其实上呢，当时呢，地球上的情况呢，状态是极其可怕的。那么但对那些被为主而被杀的人呢，他们的奖赏呢是极其大的。所以当时呢，罪在哪里加大，神的恩典就在哪里加大。那么神的审判呢在哪里加大呢？神恩典更在哪里加大。所以这个哈利路亚，神的恩典是极其大的。
All right, any other questions up to this point?
其实这个点上还有其他的问题吗？
All right, the last section is verse 6. No, the sixth seal, verse 12.Somebody maybe could read verses 12 down to the end of the chapter. We won't finish it all today, but we can get started. Somebody read 12 down through 17, please.
因为我们刚开始要讲到的是六个封印。第六个封印呢，就是最后一部分，今日12节到第17节。这个呢，今天呢，我们不一定会讲完这个，但是我们可以开始读一下。你们中间谁帮我们读一下12到17节。
I will read it. I watched as he opened the sixth seal. There was a great earthquake. The sun turned black. like sun clothes made of goat hair. The whole moon turned blood red, and the stars in the sky fell to earth as little figs drop from a fig tree. When shaken by a strong wind, the sky receded like a scroll rolling up, and every mountain and island was removed from its place. Then the kings of the earth, the princes, the generals, and every slave and every free man hid in the caves and among the rocks of the mountains. They called to the mountains and the rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of their wrath had come, and who can stand?
Amen. Thank you, Vic. All right. Is this a big deal?
这个是一件大事吗?
Yeah.
是。
It's so bad that everybody knows. It's not coincidence. It's not just climate change. It's not Mother Nature. It's the wrath of the Lamb. Everybody knows what's going on. God is angry and Jesus is sending his judgment. That's how bad it is.
这个是真的是非常的糟糕。当时这件事情糟糕到一个什么程度呢？它并不是说全球气候变化的后果，也不是地球之母所行，这所有的这一切呢，都是神的审判，神的愤怒，神的羔羊愤怒了。这就是当时有多可怕的一个状况。
It says that there was a great earthquake, and the earthquake was so bad that it shook all over the world.
更简单的是有一个大的地震，这个地震呢，严重到一个程度呢，把地球上所有的东西都摇动了。
Do people get scared during an earthquake?
所以人在地震的时候会害怕吗？
Yeah, in a bad earthquake, they get very scared.
于是严重的地震的时候，他们非常害怕。
And they run outside, or they hide in the basement, or they do whatever they can.This earthquake is extremely great all over the world. The islands are moving. The cities are moving. Shake, shake, shake.
所以在地震时候人们通常呢会跑出房子或者躲在地下室或者躲在任何一个他们能躲的地方。但这个地震呢却不是那样的。这个地震其实严重到一个程度呢它就是所以连那个岛都移动了，连城市也移动了，所有的地方都在抖动。
The sun turns black like sackcloth. The moon turns red blood. And stars in the sky fall to the earth.
因为大日头变黑像毛布，那个满月变红像血，天上的众星坠落于地。
What happens? Well, people on the earth, you won't be able to see the sun because of all the dust and all the volcanic ash and so on in the sky. You won't be able to see the sun. You won't be able to see the moon.
所以在地球上的会发生什么？地球上的人呢？因为当时的尘土或者火山的那些灰尘，把整个的天上都遮盖了。你当时你根本就看不见太阳，你看不见月。
At the same time, there will be asteroid showers, and one after another landing on the earth, exploding. It's going to be absolutely horrendous.
当时呢，其实上同样的有那个流星雨， 那些流星呢，它不断的降落在地球上，但是见地球上是极其的恐怖，极其的可怕。
We find it hard to understand.
我们呢发现这个很难理解。
Some people, some good Bible scholars say this isn't literal. This is just a picture of something else that's going to happen.
有些那个研究圣经的人呢说这个呢只是不是字面上所讲的，只是说代表了一些将要发生的事情。
And there will be many other things happening that are very serious, it's true.
所以呢在那个时候呢也有很多非常严重的事情会发生，这也是真的。
And the order of things in life are going to be very dramatically changed. You get an earthquake like this in every major city and all kinds of things happen. Companies go broke.Buildings fall down. Hospitals are hopeless. Huge problems in the world.
诶，这个呢，当时呢，发生这样的情况呢，实际上对于每个人的人生里面都产生了巨大的影响，都有巨大的变化。因为当时呢，几乎每一个城市呢，都会产生的，都会发生地震，然后那些公司的大楼呢，都会倒塌。然后那个医院呢你也看不到希望，所以呢这里面呢所有的可怕的事情呢当时在地球上都会发生。
So the people who say this doesn't happen literally, they say what's going to happen is the sociological, the governmental, the economic implication of it will be dramatic. And they're right, it will be dramatic.
因为有些人说这不是这个字面上描述的要发生，他们说是呢其实是这个当时的政府啊，还有那个社会关系啊，还有其他的一些经济状态啊，所有的都会变成灾难。他们在这一点是对的，因为当时这些东西前面提到的一定是会发生。
But there is, how do I put it? There's no reason why this particular picture is not literally true.
所以呢就是他怎么说呢，就是说呢这里呢是有个原因，为什么这样的不是说文字发生的，文字上描述的那样的真实情况发生呢？
This kind of thing is predicted by the prophets.Isaiah, Joel, Zechariah, others, they all predict this kind of thing. God will do these dramatic things in the earth, and everybody will say, only God could do that. It must be Jesus who's angry.
这里呢，实际上在那个旧约里，像那个以赛亚书啊，约珥书啊，撒迦利亚书呢，其实都预言了这样的事情发生。如果当时这样的一种状况发生呢，人们一定会说这个必须一定是神发怒了，一定是神的羔羊主耶稣基督发怒了。
Some people say, well, this probably won't happen this way because the other scriptures say that these things will happen at the end of the tribulation.Not in the beginning of the tribulation.
所以有些人说呢，这个也有可能不会再像描述这样发生，因为这些事情发生呢是在大灾难结束以后发生的，并不是说在大灾难中间发生的。
But a careful study of scripture says this happens not only at the end, but also at the beginning in the tribulation of God.
所以这个呢实际上呢，那你仔细研究过圣经的人呢，你就会知道这项的事情不光是在大灾难以后会发生，同样是在大灾难开始的时候也会发生。
So why don't the kings go to the office?
为什么那些国王不去上班呢？
Because the office is probably destroyed. They run to a cave to hide themselves from the wrath of God.
因为那些有可能他们上班的地方都已经被摧毁了，所以他们躲在一个山洞里想躲避神的愤怒。
This is a terrible time on the earth. How broad is it? It's all over the globe.
因为这个呢是在地球上一个最可怕的时间，这个有多广泛的发生呢，它会覆盖整个地球。
If there's 8 billion people on the globe, probably at this point, 2 billion have died.
如果呢，这个时候呢，在地球上有80亿人的话呢，那有可能在地球上有20亿人要死。
All right, again, any questions? This is a terrible destruction. What are your questions? What are your comments?
因为再次的说，大家有什么问题？这是一个极其可怕的一个摧毁。所以呢，大家呢，你有什么问题，或者你有什么想法？
那接着我刚才这个问题，就是教会被提之后，审判当中所有的地球上的人都是还没有信的人，是吧？
嗯，这是你的问题是吧？
嗯，那他们还有没有机会？
Okay. So, James's question is, after a rapture of the church, was caught up to heaven. So the judgment will be upon all the, people on earth that, they didn't believe. So his question is, The believer, after the rapture, the believer has a chance to be raptured?
A good question, James. And the answer is no. They don't have a chance to be raptured. They just have an expectation to be killed.
所以呢，这个是个很好的问题，那个秦弟兄，他说呢，答案是他们不会有机会被提，他们只是有机会被杀。
Now, I'd rather be raptured than be killed, but every dispensation puts people in different positions. And these people after the rapture don't have the prospect of a rapture. They just get to be killed for Jesus' sake, and Jesus will give themGreat reward for that.
因为我宁愿呢被提而不愿意被杀，所以呢，现在问题就是呢，不同的时代、不同的年代呀、有不同的那个方式。所以呢，在教会被提以后，这里的人呢，他们没有这样一个机会被提了，但是他们呢，会为了，因为他们为主耶稣基督而死。他们会在天上得到极大的奖赏。
So each person in each dispensation has the opportunity to believe God or reject Him. If you believe, you'll be blessed. If you reject, you'll be punished. And blessings, the punishments differ in each generation.But they're always there.
因为这个呢，因为在不同的时代，不同的时代的呢，人呢有不同的机会去信神，或者说你拒绝神。那么说呢，你信神的，在这个时代信的神的呢，有这个时代的赐福。那个你所以在每一个时代，信神的人呢都有不同的赐福，他们的赐福是方式是不一样的。但是呢，一直有赐福，跟随着他们。
这个大洪水以后，地球上剩下八个人。那么 tribulation 之后的地球上是不是就没有人了 ？Tribulation，
你是什么？只有八个人？大洪水。So, Vic's question is after Noah's flood.There are only 8 people left on earth. So his question is, after the Great Tribulation, Is that correct? There's no people on earth.
Well, it's a similar situation, but not identical, Vic.
所以呢，是一个，就是说是类似的一个状况，但并不是跟它一样的。
And so we're jumping ahead several chapters, but this is the story.
所以呢，我们呢，其实上是已经跳过了几个那个章节的后面的事情。这个故事是这样的。
In Noah's day, the Lord said, there's going to be a big flood, you come into the ark.
在挪亚那个时代呢，神告诉挪亚说有一个大洪水，所以你们要进到方舟里去。
In the book of Matthew, chapter 24.
在马太福音的第二十四章呢，
And I'll see if I can find you the verse.
来试试找一些这个经文。
Verse 15 says, So, when you see standing in the holy place, the abomination that causes desolation spoken of through the prophet Daniel,Let the reader understand. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let no one on the roof of the house go back to take anything out of the house. Let no one in the field go back to get his cloak. How dreadful it will be in those days for pregnant women and nursing mothers. Pray that your flight be not in winter nor on the Sabbath, for then there will be great distress.Unequaled from the beginning of the world until now and never to be equaled again. And that's about all we read of it there. We read of it elsewhere. But Vic, what's going to happen is this. Before the great tribulation comes, there will be signs in the city of Jerusalem. And there will beA temple built, and the Antichrist, the man on the white horse, is going to go into the temple, and he is going to say, You worship me, I am God. And that will be the sign. And the people in and around Jerusalem, they're going to flee to the mountains, probably the mountains ofMoab or Jordan, they'll flee to the mountains, and God says they will be preserved there. Like Noah was in the ark, they will be preserved not in an ark, they will be preserved in a place chosen by God. Vic, the great tribulation will come, all kinds of problems on the earth, we'll see far more as we go through Revelation.And when that is all over, the people who were in the, who fled to the mountains, they will return and they will populate the new earth, just like the eight did. These people will return and populate the earth. And others who looked after the Jewish people and honored them, they will also go into the new kingdom. So the people, it won't be eight, it'll be many more than eight, but they will have been preserved by God one way or another. They populate the millennium.
刚才他讲的呢，读到的呢是在
impossible.
Yeah, 所以刚才他读到的是二十四章的十五节一直到十二十三二十三节这样的，二十节。So I will not read that verse. I will just use the explanation.
You do whatever you can. I apologize.
对呀，那个他刚才讲就是刚读这几经文的意思呢，就是当时呢在耶路撒冷呢会出现一个迹象，出现一个迹象在这里，他们会重建那个什么就圣殿。这个时候呢，就是当时呢就会来到一个。 就是这里我们启示录讲到的那个骑白马的，骑白马的呢，他就会来到这个地方呢，这个地方呢，在那个耶路撒冷城的那里面呢，他要统治整个世界。完整个世界这个时候呢，神呢告诉一部分人，就神保守的一部分人说，你们要逃，你们要逃到山上去。然后你们他不管是逃到那个前面那个山上，哪个山上，反正就是神显定的一个山上，他们所有的人就逃到那个山上去。然后呢，他说你看着耶路撒冷有这个迹象，你们赶紧要跑到山上去，这个神会保守他们。然后这个时候呢，地上的那些大灾难就发生了。大灾难发生了呢，神就跟他们讲说，等那个大灾难结束以后呢，这些人呢，他就会回来，回到那个耶路撒冷来，然后进入千禧年，是进入新的王国。这些人呢，他还有一些当时在那个大灾难期间呢，出生的或者是信主的人呢，他们没有被杀的，他们也会跟着这一批被保守的人。他们这些人进入新的王国以后呢，他们负责繁衍后代，就不像是说挪亚呢只有八个人繁衍后代，他们这些人全部会是这个后面的时代，就是他们来繁衍的，所以他们是保守的那一批人，他们的数目不止八个，有很多。
I apologize to Roy.
Yeah, this man.
That's too hard. But Roy, it's also good.Because you get it twice.
Yeah, this is my privilege.
It's easier for you to learn this way.
Yeah, because when you talk, I just memorize.
That's very good for you. All right. Next week, we have time for more questions.
We've
got it both for this week.
今天的时间到了，下个星期呢，我们会给更多的时间来问问题。
Okay, let's have a word of prayer.And then you can think and pray next week. More questions. James, Vic, thanks for your questions.
所以呢，我们现在祷告。你现在呢，回去以后你可以思考一下，下个星期你会问什么问题。那么老王和秦弟兄呢，谢谢你们的问题。
Lord, we pray that you'll just bless each one of us.
所以主啊，我们祷告，求您呢赐福给我们每一个人。
These are scary days that lie ahead.We pray, Lord, that each of us will accept the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior now. Because if we don't repent, we would end up being part of this terrible day.
主啊，那在那些可怕的日子将要来到，主啊，我们祷告现在呢，每一个人都现在就接受主耶稣得救。如果我们拒绝主的话，那么说呢，我们就会成为当时那个就是可怕的日子里面的人的一员。
So we give thanks now in Jesus' name and look to you for blessing.
因此我们献上感恩，奉主耶稣基督里面祈求您赐福给我们。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you all. Next week, more explanations.
Yeah. Thank you, Helen.
Thank you, Helen.
Thank you, Helen. 谢谢老白。